This is Fresh Air. Neil Young may have one of the most distinctive voices of rock and roll. He played with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the band Crazy Horse, and solo. Neil Young has a new album out with Crazy Horse, and rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
Neil Young is the best sort of aging hippie. He's the kind that still works off of that era's enthusiasm for spontaneity and surprise. What could be more surprising at this point than to make a record that sounds improvised on the spot, that is intentionally primitive? Young has an enduring fondness for the 60s idealism without getting all misty-eyed about it. He likes to get back to the country, but not so he can sit around and strum his battered acoustic. For Neil Young, having a big spread of land means you've finally got a place where you can crank up your amps and play as loudly as you like. Ragged Glory is the Neil Young album that Neil Young fans have been waiting for him to make for nearly a decade. It reunites him with Crazy Horse, the band with whom he's made his best music. Ragged Glory halts the succession of genre exercises that Young was indulging in throughout the 80s, those earnest but lame experiments with synthesizers and stiff rockabilly. All that stuff was intensely self-conscious, ironic, and emotionally cold. Lots of people thought last year's album Freedom was Young's comeback record, but that was just wishful thinking. Freedom was good, it was getting there, but it wasn't the real thing. Ragged Glory is. This is music for people who think Neil Young is at his best when he sounds as if he's making it up as he goes along. I recognize that Neil Young is, to put it mildly, an acquired taste. His cracked yowl of a voice, the screaming feedback of his guitar, the almost idiotically simplistic language of his lyrics, all of these are reasons that people who like their art neat and tidy can't stand the guy. He's the only great rock and roller I know that, when I sing along with his records, I sound better than him. But in many ways, Young's songs provide a working definition of rock music. He transforms verbal cliches and rudimentary musical technique into vital pop art that gets at the messy, complicated, diverse nature of life in a way that no other art form can.
You must have a heart of steel. Why do I hide?
I don't have much use for the philosophy that Neil Young implies in his songs. Its hippie ethos doesn't apply to my life or to those of very many people that I know. In the past, he's proven that his vague, self-centered utopianism can lead him to support reactionary politics. But I have a lot of use for Neil Young's music. The sheer force of its attack is tremendously exhilarating. And the emotions his voice describes, yearning and anger, along with a delight and pride in his rough-hewn work, are nothing short of inspiring. He's a professional screw-up, the best screw-up that popular music has ever produced.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
She told me something that I'll never forget. You got love to burn. You better take a chance on love. You gotta let your guard down. You better take a chance on love.
On love.
A chance on love.
This is Fresh Air.